watching FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at Surfaces, first day of the show, and I'm in the Kayleen space with Blake Denner, the Senior Vice President. Blake, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Kemp. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, you know, I'm smiling because you told me you had a double-digit growth year. Congratulations.
We had an absolutely great year last year. Both our direct business, which we're servicing here, of course, and our wholesale business grew high double digits. So it was a great year for us at Clay.
You moved around several places and you landed here. And I need to point out that, you know, when you think about Kayleen, a lot of people think, well, that, you know, that's a rug company, but that's not what it is anymore. I mean, you guys make broadloom carpet, and you make it up to 22 feet wide, right?
Exactly. We exited the shelf rug business in the Main Street last year. We still got some closeouts there, but we're out of that business. We're in a broadloom dealer now and a hand knotted manufacturer. The 22 foot wide is going good. We got 32 items now up to 22 foot. We can do 20, 19, whatever they need, but that ultra wide width is really paying off, Kim.
We're standing by this elephant here, and there's a little message about that. I mean, everything you make comes from India, and almost everything you sell is made of wool, right?
Absolutely. We do probably about 80% of our stuff's out of wool. Everything is out of India. We do a handful of indoor-outdoors. We have a product line called Home and Porch that is PET polyester, and that's really where we stray from the wool story.
All right, so let's talk about design, because you're a guy that knows design. I mean, obviously, there's the traditional geometric shapes, but we're standing on a product that's kind of a stepping-out type of look, isn't it?
Absolutely. This is one that's totally different from anything you've seen in the market before. And that's what we're trying to do, not do the same old, same old. We have to do that to a certain extent because that's where the volume is. But the design element of the industry is what's really growing out there. And that's where we're getting our growth too.
You know, a strong brand has a unique selling proposition. And what would you say is your USP at Kayleen?
Well, the big calling card for us is we are the manufacturer. We're not sourcing these products all around across India. We are the one and only manufacturer. We have one factory for manufacturing. We have one yarn processing factory. So it's very simple. We control things from start to finish.
I need to point out that, you know, Ann and I, my wife, have moved to Florida and we bought a product. This is, we actually purchased this from you, but we bought a Luxe product and we love it.
Yeah, you bought Alma and it's one of our better sellers and it is a great, great product. So, in that product, we can actually do custom hand knotted rugs up to 15 foot wide. Then deliver them in 30 days, which is unheard of in the knotted business.
So we make people take their shoes off when they walk in the door.
That would be a good idea.
All right, so you told me that you have a full calendar that you're expecting a lot of customers. So this, you know, this, I guess, fern weather hopefully didn't impact this very much, did it?
We really don't know how much it did. We know we've lost a handful of people that didn't make it out because of the weather in the Northeast. But our appointment list is bigger than it's ever been by far. So we're fully expecting a very good surfaces market this year.
One more quick comment, Blake. I mean, you know, if you look at this where you play, I mean, retail, most people are down a little bit and you're up double digits. Tell me the secret on that.
Well, I think it goes to two things. Number one, the designs we had last year were right on. Dealers loved them. End users are buying them up. That was a big, big part of it. You got to have good product to get good growth. The other thing is we delivered our samples, our new introductions in March last year, which equated to over a couple million dollars in business for us last year that we wouldn't have seen if we had not been able to ship those samples till October. Getting them out in March right after the show where they're new, they're fresh, they're hot, everybody's still exciting. That was really one of the big keys, and we're set up to do that this year too.
You talked about your expanded wide width, because some of this is flat weave, you know, and you can't, it's hard to seam that. What are you most excited about that you're coming out with this year?
Well, we've got several of these that you see here that are new colors, palettes that we've never done before. We've actually gone a little bit more to the darker side in some of these. The Northeast is really demanding that darker look rather than the white background. And we think that's going to equate really well. Last year really was a pastel year. A lot of pastel products this year. We're going more to that warmer and even in some cases charcoals and darker colors.
Mm-hmm. Are you expecting another strong year in 26?
Yes, we are. We have budgeted for another double-digit increase this year, and we're going to back it up with new product too.
All right, Blake, it's great to spend time with you again. Been talking to Blake Dennard here in the Kayleen space at Surfaces, and you've been watching Kemp Haar and FloridaLA.net.